USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Headaches on the ground and in the air this Sunday after the New Year's holiday, with nearly 2,000 flights in and out of the U.S. canceled. This is all blamed on staffing shortages and inclement weather. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear declaring a state of emergency as powerful storms ripped through his state, causing flash floods, power outages, and property damage. A possible tornado in the town of Hopkinsville damaged several businesses in the downtown area. Meanwhile, in Hazel Green, Alabama, power lines causing damage to homes and businesses, including a Walmart store. Investigators are still trying to find out what sparked a massive fire in suburban Denver that burned neighborhoods to the ground and destroyed nearly 1,000 homes and other buildings. Three people are missing still. This is USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
COVID-19 once again affecting college classes, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
With the new Omicron variant surging just as students are about to return from their winter break, dozens of colleges and high schools are moving classes online once again. Harvard is moving classes online for the first 3 weeks of the new year, with a return to campus scheduled for late January. Some students say starting the term remotely is becoming routine. So far, more than 70 colleges across 26 states are starting the term online, and others say they're considering it as well.
Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia accused of violating Twitter's COVID-19 misinformation policy. A personal account of hers has been suspended by the social media company. Representative's office says she was just tweeting statistics from the vaccine adverse event reporting system. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As an Arctic front pushes across Texas this weekend, a grim reminder of last winter.
The Texas Department of State Health Services on Saturday announced a total of 246 people killed during the winter storm last February. The report identified and analyzed deaths that were indirectly, directly, or possibly attributed to the storm. The 246 ranged in age from less than a year old to 102 years old. 161, so 65% of those deaths, were extreme cold exposure-related injuries, 158 of which were from hypothermia and 3 of which were from frostbite. Just this past week, ERCOT says the Texas power grid is ready for winter after 300 site inspections. Hopefully comforting news, as also on Saturday, temperatures in areas of Texas plummeted nearly 50 degrees in 10 hours. As a cold front will remind the state it is winter after all. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Eric Adams has been sworn in as the 110th mayor of New York City. The ceremony taking place Saturday morning in Times Square. Adams discussing his plan for the city.
I promise you one thing, New York. I will make our city better every day by making our city government better every day.
Adams saying the theme of his first 100 days in office will be GSD, Get Stuff Done. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.